ويساي بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. After we spoke يا شباب about صفة الصلاة، the description of the صلاة، now we move into أركان الصلاة، واجبات الصلاة، and سنن الصلاة. أركان الصلاة، the pillars، and واجبات، mandatory actions. Pillars and mandatory actions of the salat. And then you have the sunan of salat. طيب. This issue is very complex. To differentiate what is a pillar of the salat, and what is a wajib, which is mandatory action, and what is a sunan. Of course, the sunan is easy. But the confusing part and the complex part to differentiate between what is a pillar and what is a mandatory action of the salat. How do the ulama determine what is an action, a rukun of the salat, and what is a mandatory act of the salat, and what is a sunnah? It is the collection of a hadith. And there is a strong hadith, hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the famous hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu about the one who did not pray properly. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam described in this hadith what he need to do. Now in this description here, the ulama, they said since that person, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, yani the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw him praying, he told him what? Go and repeat your salat. He repeated his salat a few times. Then until the man, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I do not know except this. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught him how to pray. And the ulama, they said, whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam ordered them to do here, it means it is a pillar of the pillars of salat. Before I recite upon your ears, what are, or the hadith, before I recite to you the hadith, I need to tell you first, what is the difference between the pillar and al-wajib. Wajib, we translate it, mandatory act. The pillar, as we spoke about before, we said there is the prerequisite of the salat, which is shurut al-sahha, isn't it? When we divided shurut, remember, to three, and so on, and we said shurut al-suhha, the prerequisite. Something outside the salat. The pillar is something important inside the salat that without it the salat is not accepted. And regardless, you neglected that pillar purposely or yani intentionally or unintentionally, you forgot about it. If you missed it, then the salat is not correct without it. How do you compensate for it? We'll talk about it later, inshallah. But your salat is not accepted. Take an example, recitation of the Fatiha if you are by yourself praying. If you do not recite the Fatiha, your salat is invalid. You have to compensate. Of course, you don't repeat your salat, you have to compensate, and we'll tell you how to compensate, inshallah, when it comes to sujood as-sahw. But you have to compensate that act. Now, if the wajib within the salat, if you miss it out of forgetfulness, and then you remember, all what you need to do is to do sujood as-sahw, and that will suffice you. As for the pillar, you have to do the pillar that you missed and do sujood as-sahw. Sujood as-sahw by itself would not suffice you. Meaning, if you missed the Fatiha, you forgot to recite the Fatiha, and you remembered, then you need to do a rak'ah and do sujood as-sahw. Now, we'll speak about the details of it when we get to sujood as-sahw. Prostration of forgetfulness. As for the wajib, if you've forgotten it, you do not have to. Yes, you just do sujood as-sahw, and sujood as-sahw will compensate you for it. And that's it. You understand? That is the difference between differentiating between the two. Here, the hadith of the one who prayed improperly. A man entered the mosque and prayed. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting in a corner of the mosque, and the man came and greeted him with salam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam answered, "And also upon you, go back and pray for your prayer not prayed." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told, "Salli fa innaka lam tusalli." Pray, you did not pray. Here we understand something, that if you base a ibadah on falsehood, you didn't do it properly as it meant to be, then as if it doesn't exist. We spoke previously about the golden rule, مَا بُنِيَ عَلَى بَاطِلْ فَهُوَ بَاطِلْ. Whatever is built on or structured or based on باطل, it is باطل. As if it doesn't exist. It's not even counted. That's why, because the Prophet ﷺ said to him, "You did not pray. You have not prayed." He went back and prayed. Then he came and greeted the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ answered, "And also upon you, go back and pray." And then he done that a third time, "For you have not prayed yet." And then the third time this happened, the man said, "Teach me, O Messenger of Allah." Now he said, "Teach me. I do not know better than this. Teach me how to pray." Now here, the Prophet ﷺ told him, "إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَكَبِّرْ." When you stand up to pray, say, "Allahu Akbar." ثُمَّ قَرَأْ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مَعَكَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Then recite whatever you can of the Qur'an. ثُمَّ ارْكَعْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ رَاكِعًا. Then bow with tranquility, fully without haste in bowing. He said, ثُمَّ ارْفَعْ حَتَّى تَعْتَدِلَ قَائِمًا. Then stand up until you are at ease in standing. ثُمَّ اسْجُدْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ سَاجِدًا. Then prostrate with tranquility, fully without haste in prostration. ثُمَّ ارْفَعْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ جَالِسًا. Then sit up until you are sitting up straight. ثُمَّ فَعَلْ ذَلِكَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ كُلِّهَا. Do that throughout all your prayer. You see the hadith? The hadith is what? Clear how he directed him to different components from to the salat. Here he said, Ibn Qudamah rahmatullahi alayh, أَرْكَانُهَا إِثْنَا عَشَرْ. The pillars are what? 12. Some say 14. Some say how many? 14. Like the Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen and some of the modern mashayikh, they say how many? 14 are the pillars of salat. We will read to you the 12 of Ibn Qudamah rahimahullah, and we will illustrate them, and we see the difference between the two. Here he said, the first, al-qiyamu ma'al qudrah, standing if capable. What is the dalil for standing? The dalil is first the ayah. The dalil, first the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 238, وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. And stand up for Allah, قَانِتِينَ. طيب. And also when he said to Umran ibn Husayn, radiyallahu anhu, in the hadith that is collected by Bukhari, صَلِّ قَائِمًا. Pray. And here order necessitates what? Obligation. So it is a pillar. Salli, he ordered him. Qa'iman, standing. Now, فَإِن لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَقَاعِدًا. If you are not able, then sitting. فَإِن لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَى جَنْب. If you're not able, then on your side. Collected by Bukhari. And this is of course specifically to the what? To the farida. And not the nafila. And we spoke about the nafila. The farida is obligatory to be praying standing. So, here he said what? Salli qa'iman. Look how you look at the hadith. From the hadith, because the second part of the hadith, he said to him, فَإِن لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ. If you're not able to give someone an allowance, something has to be very important, otherwise you wouldn't give an allowance to it. If he had the option, you won't give him an allowance, would you? You won't say to him, if you're not able. See, the eloquency of the Arabic language and understanding usul al-fuqah It makes you understand when something is a pillar or not. So here in this hadith, he gave him an allowance only if he's not able. That means once you are able, you have to pray standing. Once you are able, you have to pray standing. Unless you're not able, then you pray sitting. And then he said, وَتَكْبِيرَةُ الْإِحْرَامِ. Number two, this must be memorized. The opening takbir. Look at the sequence of them. Very easy, my brother, to remember them. To remember them if you take them in sequence. يعني, standing up. That's what the first thing you do when you pray. You stand up and your back straight. Now remember, if you're praying near a pole and the imam is taken too long with the obligatory prayer, do not lean back on the pole, because now you're not standing, you are leaning. And now is what? What happened? Yes. In the Nafil Salat, you can lean if there is a pole behind you to rest or wall. In the Nafil Salat, because standing is not obligatory, you can even sit in the Taraweeh Salat, for example. He said here, وَتَكْبِيرَةُ الْإِحْرَامِ, the opening takbir. Now here, he said the dalil for it. Of course, in the hadith also, hadith Ali radiallahu anhu, collected by Ahmad and Abu Dawood, he said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the key for the salat is what? Purity. وَتَحْرِيمُهَا التَّكْبِيرُ. And you start with it with the takbir. وَتَحْلِيلُهَا التَّسْلِيمُ. And the end of it, the tahleel of it is the taslim. And also in the hadith of the one who prayed improperly. What does it say? He said, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَكَبِّرْ. When you stand up for the salat, so first he said, you stand up for the salat, فَكَبِّرْ. Do what? Takbir. Takbir. Now, distinguish between saying Allahu Akbar and raising the hand with takbir. Raising the hand is what? Sunnah. Saying Allahu Akbar is the rukun. Saying Allahu Akbar is the rukun. وَقِرَاءَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ. You see here, previously Ibn Qudama, he said it is mustahab in Saktat al-Imam. Recitation of the Fatiha, previously he said, it is mustahab. So you need to read the book before you give a judgment. You can't read one section and say, oh, the Imam, Ibn Qudama rahmatullah alayhi, said it's mustahab to read the Fatiha. No, he's saying mustahab if you are behind the Imam. But if you're by yourself, it's a pillar of the Salat if you are by yourself. And that's why he said, وَقِرَاءَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ, and to recite the Fatiha, the dalil of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, لَا صَلَاةَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَقْرَأْ بِفَاتِحَةِ الْكِتَابِ. No salat for the one who does not recite فاتحة الكتاب, the opening of the book, which is الفاتحة. And this hadith متفق عليه. So now we are up to three of them. Now, وَالرُّكُوعَ, bowing. وَالرُّكُوعَ, bowing. Of course, الرُّكُوعَ in the hadith. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? ثُمَّ ارْكَعَ. The hadith that the one who did not pray properly, he said to him what? ثُمَّ ارْكَعَ. Then do the bowing. So the bowing is what? A pillar. وَالرَّفْعُ مِنْهُ. وَالرَّفْعُ مِنْهُ. Also in the hadith, رَفْعُ مِنْهُ, first let me translate it. Rising from it. Rising from where? From the bowing. You see, sequence still going. Rising from it, and the dalil is what? The same hadith. He said to him, ثُمَّ ارْفَعْ حَتَّى تَعْتَدِلَ قَائِمًا. Then stand up until you are at ease in standing. Another one. وَالسُّجُودُ عَلَى السَّبْعَةِ الْأَعْضَاءِ. See here in English, in this English here, it doesn't say the seven limbs. In the matin here, it says the seven limbs. So, وَالسُّجُودُ عَلَى السَّبْعَةِ الْأَعْضَاءِ. Let me see the translation here. See, subhanAllah, how much you miss when you don't go back to the original source. That's the original source, the Arabic one, محقق. And this is the English. See how sometimes the translation just chops away, even from the Arabic. Let me see here what he said. Maybe the translation here says it. Yeah, it only says the prostration. والسجود على السبعة الأعضاء طيب. And هي prostration. What is the prostration? Prostrate on the seven bones, which are the face, the two hands, the two knees, and the two feet. That's why we said that if you raise your feet off the ground, and your toes are not touching the ground, the sujood is what? Incomplete. Hence, you have incompleted a pillar from the pillars of Salat. And pay attention, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say to the man who did not pray properly? He said, you did not pray. Seeking the knowledge, if it is available, you have to seek it. There is no excuse sometimes, underline sometimes, otherwise we can be misunderstood. If the knowledge is available for you to learn and you turn your back on it, you must learn. And that's why Ibn Umar, Umar radiallahu anhu, anyone who wanted to open a stall in the market to buy and sell, he used to force them to learn the rules of buying and selling and zakat. He used to force them. And that's why it's important for us to learn. The basic is to learn how to pray. The basic pillar. And when you open a business, you need to learn how to pay zakat on your stock. And how you deal without falling into riba. Course. Do a course with any of those colleges. Do a course about buying and selling. See which one is doing. Do it. Yani, subhanallah. Don't belittle this. Wallahi, the continuous training. If you work in a company, there is continuous what? Training for the people. You work in computers. You work in dentistry. You work in pharmaceutical. It's always continuous training how to improve yourself and how there is new things you need to learn. How about as a Muslim, we need that continuous learning so we are able to understand everything about our deen and practice our deen properly. So he said, wasujood and prostration. And here, as it said, that umirtu, the hadith of course, I was ordered to prostrate on seven bones. On seven bones, which is as I explained to you. So I was ordered, the hadith. I was ordered, and that is clear. Then he said, وَالْجُلُوسُ عَنْهُ, sitting after it. To sit after the sujood. To sit after the sujood. And here we're talking about the sajda between sajdatayn. Yani after you do the first sajda, you sit, and a second sajda, and you rise later. We're talking about between the two sajdat. First sajda, sit, the second sajda. Tab, what is the dalil? That is with ijma', with the consensus. That you need to sit and tastarih from it. And also the hadith, of course, of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثُمَّ اسْجُدْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ سَاجِدًا. Then prostrate until you do your prostration with tranquility. ثُمَّ ارْفَحْ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ جَالِسًا. Then rise until you sit with tranquility. Yani he said, then sit until you are sitting up straight. Sit until you are sitting up straight. So this is number 7. وَالطُّمَأْنِينَةُ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَرْكَانِ. Tranquility in all of these pillars. Because also the hadith of what? The one who prayed improperly, what did he say? How many times he said to him? He said to him, do your ruku' wa tuma'nina, hatta tatma'in. Then rise from it until you are ta'tadil, you're up straight. That is, you need utma'nan in that, because if you do not rise up straight, then there is no utma'nan. If you don't rise up straight, here rising up straight is what? Utma'nan. Also the sujood, when you do your prostration, you do it with what? Utma'nan. See, mutma'in in your sujood. Peacefully, tranquility. So, at-tuma'nina is an important pillar in that. And here, of course, as you know, madhab al-hanafi, the tuma'nina, it is not a pillar in the salat. That's why you see in the madhab al-hanafi, you can hastily pray. The madhab al-hanabi, and the shafi'iyya, and also many other ulama will tell you that without the tuma'nina, your salat is void and invalid. Has to be what? Tuma'nina. That's why, for example, the Prophet ﷺ ordered us that if you are haqin, حاقن mean you want to get it swollen. Don't pray because you can't have tumanina. If you're hungry and your wife is cooking this beautiful roast that is smelling the house, eat and then pray. You know why? Because there will be no tumanina. But don't eat too much that you can't pray. You want to go to sleep. Why? There will be no tumanina in the salat. Has to be tumanina. That's what all the elements that will stop you from having tumanina, the sharia, don't pray, told you. The sharia told you, don't pray unless you remove all these preventions and you are able to do tumanina in as-salat. Then he said, what tashahud al-akhir, and the last tashahud. And the last tashahud. Here, the dalil of it is qira'at al-tashahud. Which one? In the last one. Which is at-tahiyyatu lillah, and you learn it. This tashahud akhir is a pillar from the pillars of the salat. And the dalil of it, here the hadith is clear. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith that is collected by Bukhari and Muslim, Ibn Mas'ud said, when we used to sit in the salat, we used to say, As-salamu ala Allah. The salam, the salute is to Allah, and so on. Then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, if one of you sits in the salat, let him say, and then the dua. فَلْيَقُلْ. What is the dalil? What is the dalil here? How do you derive the dalil that it is a pillar? It's an order. What did he say? فَلْيَقُلْ. Let him say. So it becomes what? An order. An order in the salat. And then he said, وَالْجُلُوسُ لَهُ. And sitting during it. What does it mean? يعني you can't say it if you're not sitting. If you're not sitting. Let's just say you are halfway standing. You're not sitting and you said the tashahud al-akhir. Would that be accepted? No. So you have to be sitting, fully sitting on your thighs as we described in the last. And you do the tashahud al-julusi lahu. Of course, many ulama, they have mentioned the ijma' for this as Ibn Abd al-Barr in the Tamheed and others. They said it's with the consensus. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, pay attention to one of the ways also it is derived, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, pray as you see me praying. Now, pray as you see me praying, this is an order. So whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam continuously done inside his salat without missing or changing, we understand it is what? Ya Waqqas, it is order. It is order, that means it is a pillar. Now you see how many ahadith were at play here. And verse in the Quran, which is قُمُ لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. All of them, combination of those, gives us what is the pillars of salat. صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. The continuation of the amal of the Prophet ﷺ in that, we will understand that it is pillar. Any small misunderstanding of this, or missing a hadith, the salat, now it changes what is pillar and what is not pillar from the pillars of salat. You understand? That's why, for example, as I said, ahnaf al-tumanina, for them, it's not a pillar. But the hadith clearly says you have to have tumanina in the salat. The hadith of the one who prayed improperly. Number 11, wat-taslimatul ula, the first taslim. The first taslim, which means what? Saying assalamu alaykum. Saying assalamu alaykum. Now turning the face is a sunnah. Turning the face is not the pillar of the salat. But saying assalamu alaykum is what? Wa tahliluha taslim, the Prophet ﷺ. It's a pillar. And the ending of it is the taslim. Is the taslim, and that is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that we mention. As for saying wa rahmatullah, that is what? Sunnah. But because the Prophet ﷺ said wa tahliluha taslim, and the taslim is correct by saying what? Assalamu alaykum. Wa rahmatullah is sunnah. Tayyib, wa rahmatullah is sunnah. Tayyib. Here he said, let me mention some dalil. We mentioned the dalil also. We mentioned the dalil. In Sahih Muslim, من حديث جابر بن سمرة يعني the description of جابر بن سمرة about the salat of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم السلام عليكم. Also the companions were narrated from them, also they said only السلام عليكم. But it is sunnah to say ورحمة الله ورحمة الله. Number 12 وترتيبها على ما ذكرنا. Following the order as we mentioned. Following the order of the mention. طيب, what is the dalil? Who can tell me the dalil without even looking? We mentioned so many adilla. The dalil for they have to be in order. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of the one who prayed badly, he said to him what? He said this in order. I will explain this, and there is also a dalil, a second dalil that I was expecting you to answer with. But that hadith here, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, thumma. We learnt, and I don't know if you remember when we learnt, the difference between the waw and the fa and the thumma in huruf al-ataf. Huruf al-ataf. Huruf al-ataf in the Arabic grammar is to couple something with something. You could say, Muhammad wa Ahmad entered the room. Muhammad and Ahmad. They could be no consecutiveness, is it? They're not in order. Muhammad and Ahmad could be Muhammad and Ahmad entered at the same time from the door, or Muhammad before Ahmad, or Ahmad before Muhammad. But Ahmad fa Muhammad, Ahmad followed by Muhammad. Or you say Ahmad thumma Muhammad. Ahmad thumma, thumma is after and delayed a bit. Could be 1 minute, could be 2 minutes, could be half an hour, could be 1 hour. Allahu a'lam. But Ahmad, but what is for sure, the order. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the most eloquent in his speech. After the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to him, if you notice the hadith in the Arabic, read whatever from the Quran, thumma arka. And then he said, thumma sjud, thumma arfa. Thumma. So that means it is what? In order and in sequence. Now, secondly, also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sallu, you pray as you see me praying. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed him in order. So to do the sujood before the ruku', that missing a pillar of the salat. Now, these are the 12. I want to go through what the Shaykh al-Uthaymeen and others have put, rahmatullahi alayhim jami'an. They said here, first is al-qiyam. Second, takbirat al-ihram. Third, recitation of the Fatiha. Fourth, al-ruku', bowing. Five, rising from it. Six, to stand up straight. So, put that down. Al-i'tidalu qa'iman. Standing up straight. Put that down so we can come back to it. Seven, as-sujud. Eight, rising from it. Nine, the sitting between the two prostrations. 10, at-tuma'nina, with tranquility. 11, the last tashahud. 12, to sit for it. 13, at-taslimatan, to taslim. 14, to do them in order. So what is missing here? So, we have standing up straight from the ruku', and rising from the prostration. Of course, these two, you'll find them embedded in what Ibn Qudama rahmatullahi alayhi said. So the first one is rising from ruku'. Here he said, وَالْرَفْعُ مِنْهُ, to rise up from it. But the reality also, rising up from it, he already said, included, when he said, أَطْطُمَأْنِينَ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَرْكَانِ. أَطْطُمَأْنِينَ is, when he said in number 8, tuma'nina, to stand up, to do those pillars with peace and tranquility, already inclusive of what? Of that pillar. Al-i'tidalu qa'iman, standing up straight. Why? Because you can't be in tuma'nina if you halfway in between the sujood and the ruku'. Yani meaning if you're rising from the bowing halfway and coming back, falling down to prostrate, there is no tuma'nina here. Because you haven't stood up straight, because you had to stand up straight and say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. When you stand up straight, there is a tuma'nina. So the tuma'nina inclusive of that. And also the second one was which what? Rising from the prostration. Here it is also embedded in what? وَالْجُلُوسِ وَالْجُلُوسُ عَنْهُ. In number 7. جُلُوس عَنْهُ is what? When you sit from it. If you're halfway through, you're halfway through the sujood, and then you go back into the sujood, the second one, you haven't sat properly. So you see, the ulama who said 14 from our mashayikh, and the ulama who said the 12, in reality there is no difference between them. It is really what? Embedded. The one who said 14, jazahumullah khair, they went into a little bit more details so they can clarify in the mind of the student. Why? Because it could be a little bit ambiguous within the ones who said the 12, like At-Tuma'nina and Al-Julus Anhu. Al-Julus An Al-Sujood and At-Tuma'nina, which is 7 and 8, it is embedded in them, and some student could not pick on it. That's why our modern ulama, Jazahumullah Khair, they illustrated it a little bit further. Now, the difference here, the ulama, they said, التسليمة and تسليمتين. One taslima or two taslimat. As you see, some of our mashayikh, they say, how many taslima? Two of them. Yani, if you say, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, once, and you do not say it twice, your salat is what? A pillar missing. So what is the correct opinion? Allahu a'lam. Allahu a'lam. The first taslima is the rukun and the second one is sunnah. Tayyib, where the difference of opinion happens here? Remember when we spoke 2 weeks ago or last week, ما ثبت في النفل ثبت في الفرض إلا بدليل. The golden rule is whatever is part of the nafl, which is the supererogatory extra, is also allowed in obligation unless there is a dalil to prove. Now the issue here for the taslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's been narrated, some companions, they did in the nafl one taslim, and also in the salat al-janazah one taslim. So if it is affirmed in the nafl and the nafl accepted that like that, the obligation is supposed to be accepted like that unless you prove a dalil. Take an example in the opposite. The opposite, for example, like the issue of al-qiyam. Standing in the salat, the Prophet ﷺ gave you an allowance to sit. So you cannot use, I'm allowed to sit in the obligatory salat. Because the basic principle to pray is standing or sitting. But the Prophet ﷺ gave you a dalil in the nafl, you can pray sitting. Like he gave you an allowance if you're traveling to not direct your face towards the qibla. He gave you an allowance. So it is like the fasting. Fasting, the basic principle about fasting is what? Is to have an intention before Fajr. Now the nafl came to tell us the Prophet ﷺ sometimes he used to intend it during the day if he hasn't eaten. See, so if there is no dalil to distinguish, whatever is part of the nafl, it can be part of the fard. But we say, too, since the dalil is not 100% clear, I refer my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam that to get out of the khilaf of the ulama, because the dalil isn't clear. What is that getting out of the khilaf of the ulama? Is in the obligatory salat, give the taslim, ya akhi. Don't get too smart. In the obligatory salat, give what? To taslim. Say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Of course, wa rahmatullah, we said it is what? Sunnah. To say, Assalamu alaikum is minimum. But of course, don't also cause a fitna to the people. How? Some brothers, they like to show they have knowledge. They say, Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. No. Don't give fitna to the people unless you're trying to teach. Say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. By the end of the day, I remind you again, and I remind myself, that the companions never argued with the Prophet ﷺ. Is this sunnah? Is this pillar? Is this wajib? No, this came way later. the companions that would follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam strictly. Not that they didn't have the knowledge to know what is pillar and what is not, no. But the basic principle, you have to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These divisions, it's only to help you. If there is a problem, how can I fix it? I gave one taslim and I forgot the second taslim. Do I do sujood sahu? I don't do sujood sahu. I repeat the pillar. What do I do? I'm leading the salat and I made a mistake. What do I do? These divisions aid you to fix the problem. It is not there to make you abandon the sunnah. You understand? Jazakumullah khair. Now, also, just quickly before we move on to the wajibat of salat, here he said, rahmatullahi alayhi, فَهَذِهِ الْأَرْكَانِ لَا تَتُمُّ الصَّلَاةُ إِلَّا بِهَا. Without these pillars, the prayer will not be fulfilled or the salat is not complete. Now, before I move to the obligatory parts and the components of salat, I need to talk to you or the mandatory acts of the salat. I want to talk to you about if someone cannot read the Fatiha. Of course, we all know if you're not able to bring to perform the pillar for some reason, yani you cannot bow properly. Kamran, what do? You bow to the best of your ability. Tayyib, the best of your ability. If you cannot do sujood for some reason, your knees have a problem with your knees, you have a problem with your back, then what? Alhamdulillah. As I told you, for you to make sujood to Allah, that's a ni'mah from Allah. You're only going to miss that ni'mah, and you know the ni'mah of making sujood, putting your forehead down to Allah, is when Allah takes it away from you. It's a ni'mah, and you should thank Allah, He allowed you to prostrate for Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, if someone cannot read Arabic, if someone cannot read in the Salat Arabic, what should he do? As you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا. We sent it as Arabic Quran. In the Salat, nothing except Arabic is accepted. You can't read the Fatiha in English. That's it. طيب. The Fatiha must be read in Arabic. The Quran must be read in Arabic. طيب. If someone does not know Arabic, that hasn't memorized the Fatiha, if he memorized something, he reads with it. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِنْ كَانَ مَعَكَ قُرْآنٌ فَقْرَأْ بِهِ وَإِلَّا فَحْمَدِ اللَّهَ وَكَبِّرْهُ وَهَلِّلْهُ. If you do not have Quran, then say Alhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar, Wa La Ilaha Illallah. Yani someone does not know Quran, he easily taught a new Muslim to say what? Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La Ilaha Illallah. طيب. He says it few times and he goes to bowing until this is temporarily solution until he does what? He learns how the Fatiha, until he does what? Learn the Fatiha. طيب. And then a small surah. Here also another incident, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I cannot learn anything of the Quran. Shuf, subhanallah, Arab. His head could not grasp anything from the Quran. He said, I cannot learn anything from the Quran. He said to him, teach me something sufficient. He said to him, قُلْ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهُ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. يعني say this until you are able to do what? To recite the Quran. So if you meet a revert, tell him to say Alhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar, Wala ilaha illallah, or Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Wala hawla, Wala quwwata illa billah. One of these two dua until he pick up on the Fatiha and he learns the Fatiha. Until he learns the Fatiha. Now, the mandatory act of the Salat. Rahmatullah alayka ya ibn Qudama. What a beautiful book. وواجباتها سبعة. Its mandatory actions are seven. Mandatory actions are seven. التكبير غير تكبيرة الإحرام. The تكبير other than the opening تكبير. The تكبير other than the opening تكبير. طيب. Before I explain here, what is the wajib? The wajibat of the salat, the mandatory acts of the salat is every saying and action that the one who is praying must do. If he abandon them, and neglect them purposely, intentionally, his salat is void. طيب. And if he forgotten them, his salat is correct, but he need to do what? Sujood as-sahu. Sujood as-sahu. طيب. Either in the salat or after the salat with a small amount of time. But if you've forgotten one of these wajibat and you left, you went, and you remembered after 6 hours, khalas, no problem. But if still a small amount of time, you come back and do sujood as-sahu. So again, the wajib, if you forget it purposely, intentionally, if you miss it, neglect it intentionally, your salat is void. But if you have no intention and you've forgotten it, then it can be compensated with what? With sujood as-sahu. The pillar, is it compensated with the sujood as-sahu, or you have to do it? You have to repeat it and do it, and then also do sujood as-sahu. And we'll talk about it when we speak about sujood as-sahu. Here he said the first one, at-takbir ghayra takbirat al-ihram. Takbir other than the opening, takbir. Which is the takbirat of moving. The takbirat of what? Of moving. Why up other than takbirat al-ihram? Because takbirat al-ihram is what? Pillar. وهي التكبيرات الركوع والسجود. It is the takbirat, الركوع and the sujood, and the takbira of rising from the first tachahud, when you say Allahu Akbar and you raise your hand. So that's the first takbira. Of course, the dalil is what? صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي. صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي. And the Prophet ﷺ continuously has done them until he passed away. صلى الله عليه وسلم. والتسبيح في الركوع والسجود مرة مرة. التسبيح في الركوع والسجود once. Exalting of Allah in the bowing and prostrating once in each. So once in each you have to do what? So if you don't say anything, it becomes, you need sujood as-sahu. طيب. What about if you say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim in the sujood and Subhana Rabbi al-A'la in the ruku', you still do sujood as-sahu. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ayah was revealed to him, فَسَبِّحْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ, in Surah Al-Waqi'ah verse 74, he said, اِجْعَلُوهَا فِي رُكُوعِكُمْ. Do it in your, say it in your ruku'. So he specified it to the ruku', and when سَبِّحْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى, he said, اِجْعَلُوهَا فِي سُجُودِكُمْ. The hadith is collected by Imam Ahmad. Do it in your, say it in your sujood. If you swap them, you have to do sujood as-sahu. Sujood. سهو. والتسميع والتحميد في الرفع من الركوع. He said, التسميع والتحميد في الرفع من الركوع. Saying, سمع الله لمن حمده and ربنا لك الحمد. Both were rising from bowing. So, when you rise to say, سمع الله لمن حمده, ربنا لك الحمد. This is what? Obligatory component. So what about if you say Allahu Akbar, then you need to do what? Sujood as-sahu. Or you forget to say it, you have to do sujood as-sahu. Also, here saying Sami' Allahu liman hamida is for the imam and the one who is praying by himself when he rises from the ruku'. To say Sami' Allahu liman hamida for the imam and for the one who is praying by himself. Rabbana laka alhamd is for three of them. The imam, the one who's following the imam, and the one who is praying by himself. Tayyib, after rising from bowing. One more time. Saying Sami Allahu liman hamida is only to two kind of people. For the imam and for the one who is praying by himself. And saying Rabbana laka alhamd is for the imam and the one following the imam and the one who praying by himself. Tayyib. Also, وَقَوْلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي بَيْنَ السَّجْدَتَيْنِ. To say رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي between the two prostrations. To say it once. To say it once. Why? Because also the dalil, the Prophet ﷺ said, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي صَلِّي. Pray as you see me pray and need to do that. وَالتَّشَهُدِ الْأَوَّلِ. Some ulama said the tashahud al-awwal is what? Sunnah. And some ulama said it is a what? A pillar. Ibn Qudama said it is obligatory or mandatory act. والجلوس له to sit for التشهد الأول. That is number six. That is number six. طيب, I'll give you the دليل in a minute. Sitting for the دليل in the hadith that is agreed upon that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he did not do this two obligations or two mandatory acts, what did he do? He prayed, he did sujood as-sahu. He did what? Sujood as-sahu, the prostration of forgetfulness. That does it mean what? It means that it is what? It is a mandatory act, because if it was a sunnah, he would not do, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sujood as-sahu. So the closest opinion is, at-tashahud al-awwal is not sunnah, it is what? A mandatory. And last one, as-salatu ala al-nabi. As-salat ala al-nabi. Yani to say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad and so on. Now, if we hear some ulama, yani the dalil for this, inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabi ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallamu taslima, Surah Al-Ahzab verse 56. Here, indeed Allah and his angels, they praise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they do the salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh you have believed, do the salat upon him and sallimu taslima. The majority of the ulama, ya ikhwa, they said it is what? Mustahab, not wajib. Imam al-Shafi'i says it is pillar. The salat is invalid. Invalid. And Ibn Qudama said it is obligatory. Some ulama, the majority says what? It is a sunnah. It is a sunnah. The dalil that Umar radiallahu anhu and others from the Sahaba, when they taught the tashahud linnas for the salat, they never used to mention the second part in when they teach them. And if it was a pillar, they should have mentioned it. Or if it's obligatory, they should have mentioned it. And that is, يعني, some ulama would say it is a sunnah. Let me read to you what Ibn al-Qayyim said about this in his book, Jala' al-Afham. Listen to what he said. He said, وَأَمْرُهُ الْمُطْلَقَ عَلَى الْوُجُوبِ لَمْ يَقُمْ دَلِيلٌ عَلَى خِلَافِهِ. He said, Al-Amr here, the Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the order is absolute. There is no dalil to say it's not wajib. So it is an order here, which is, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا. You have believed, صَلُّوا. فَقَالْ قُولُوا وَقَدْ ثَبَتَ أَنَّ الصَّحَابَةَ سَأَلُوهُ عَنْ كَيْفِيَّةِ هَذَا الصَّلَاةِ الْمَأْمُورِ بِهَا فَقَالَ قُولُوا اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ الْحَدِيثِ. He said here, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, and it's been narrated that the companions asked Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this salat. He said to them, say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, and the rest of the hadith. وَقَدْ ثَبَتَ أَنَّ السَّلَامَ الَّذِي عُلِّمُوهُ هُوَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. And it's been also confirmed that the salam that they were taught is the salam upon him in the salat. وَهُوَ سَلَامُ التَّشَهُدُ. And it is the salam of tashahud. So here, the issue is a disagreement amongst the ulama. Some ulama rebuke that, but the reality of it is mandatory to say it in as-salat ala al-nabi in the second tashahud, or the last tashahud, to say in the last tashahud, it becomes mandatory. And remember, Imam al-Shafi'i nullifies your salat if you don't say it. So yes, the majority say it's sunnah, but the dalil is very strong about it is, the dalil is very strong that it is what? A wajib. Because alayhi salatu wasalam taught us to say it in the salat. So since as it is delivered like this from the Prophet ﷺ and the order is there, then it is more likely to be wajib. And here he said, فَهَذِهِ إِن تَرَكَهَا عَمْدًا بَطُلَتْ صَلَاتُهُ وَإِن تَرَكَهَا سَهْوًا سَجَدَ لَهَا. طيب. He said, Rahmatullah alayh, if these acts are left out intentionally, the prayer is invalidated. If left out of forgetfulness, the praying person should pray the prostration of forgetfulness for it. So you have to pray. You have to pray the prostration of forgetfulness. If you do it sahwan, يعني you forget to do it. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. Next week we'll talk about the sunan of the salat.